Eric McCullough, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here today as they get set to take on OABCIG on the road on Friday night. And Coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, like I've said, it's just fun to talk about the kids and the football program and, you know, just continue to kind of take steps in the right direction.
Coach, we'll talk about the matchup with the Falcons here coming up Friday night in just a moment. But 2 weeks into the season, I kind of joked on Rewind this week that it's hard to believe that, you know, we're 25% done with the regular season with an eight-week regular season already. What have you learned about your team through these first 2 weeks?
You know, what we've been saying, you know, going to kind of sound like a broken record, but we're just young, you know, but our guys are taking steps in the right direction. It's just, you know, of course not as quickly as we'd hoped, but there's just a lot of stuff they've had to learn. I mean, even our older kids, we don't have a lot of kids with varsity experience, and the ones that do, kind of been sidelined with some injuries. So we still got some other kids that have had to kind of step in and play and kind of learn as we go here. And, you know, that's the thing as my staff, we talked about after Friday night is the way some of that went between some cramps and some injuries and then getting kids in that had seen no reps at certain positions. But just kind of the way it goes, you know, you try and when we are young and during the week, you try and get those kids as many reps and situations to make them as comfortable as you can. And then comes Friday night and things just kind of maybe don't go as you plan or what you expect. And then next thing you know, you got kids in there that didn't get any kind of practice reps there. So you're kind of trying to teach them on the flow, kind of on the fly here. And but our kids, I mean, we still made some great plays Friday night. Things just didn't kind of bounce our way.
Right in that game until late in the game on Friday night, Coach. So seeing some growth there offensively. Right now it looks like Tyler Schmidt, kind of that guy that you're leaning on probably a lot because of his experience. What have you seen from him this year?
Tyler's just he's just been a great football player for us and a great leader. And he's been willing to, when we've kind of come at him with this idea and he's willing to try it, and this idea and he's willing to try it. And that's what we're just trying to get him the ball kind of in space and see if he can make some plays and go. And he made some great catches. Vondrak threw him the ball, some really impressive throws and catches that we had and long third and 10, third and 12s, and gives a first down and we're able to kind of move the ball that way. And then, you know, we just kind of shoot ourselves in the foot and maybe have a penalty and then we're really stuck or we had – you know, turnovers too many, but we had a couple fumbles, you know, and so it just kind of escalates from there. But Tyler's really stepped up in some different positions. You know, we moved him from the quarterback spot to kind of our wing back spot so we can throw in the ball, get him to run the ball a little bit, and just trying to find different places to try and get him the ball.
How do you use him, and how can you use him to your advantage against the Falcons on Friday?
You know, we just got to kind of keep coming up with schemes and ways to get him the ball out in the open. I mean, and then for a while he was in kind of our tailback spot behind the quarterback, and he did a nice job on some sweet plays. You know, but, you know, teams are going to start seeing that on film, and we got some other guys that are just going to have to kind of step up, and we're going to work on those things in practice. And because even Friday night, they were kind of starting to put a kind of spy, I guess you would say, on Tyler. So there's always kind of two guys on him, but he was still making some great catches. Making some great moves and just kind of keeping us in that game.
What do you anticipate the Falcons looking to do defensively to try to slow him and your other weapons down?
Oh, I think the Falcons are going to do what they always do. They kind of run a 3-3 stack or what looks like a 3-5, and they're just going to bring pressure. And that's what we kind of struggle with, just being young up front in a couple, especially in our guard positions, those guys having to learn real quick. And the last couple of weeks they've really blitzed our A-gaps. And we've kind of learned from that. I mean, we've had opportunities that we can talk about those and why we do certain things and why we need to do this in this situation. And then the kids get better at it. It's just sometimes there's not enough timeouts to get the opportunity to kind of coach them on a Friday night. So, but our kids are picking it up. And really, you know, for kind of as frustrating as it's been 2 weeks, they've had really good attitudes. They're understanding that it's going to be a process and something we just have to continue to work through.
Falcons as well offensively. You were telling me before the game, they don't really want to drive the football. They want to score quick. How do you guys go out and try and take away their big plays?
That's the things we just got to – we're stressing to our kids. You know, we had practice last night or the last couple nights and just working on give up that short stuff. That's fine. You know, rally to the ball. But for a teenage boy, I mean, that's hard to do. I mean, you want to try and make a play and everything and just get him to understand it's okay. We'd rather have him give up that short stuff than give up something long, you know. So getting him to kind of understand that process because that seems to be, if you watch on film, if you try and kind of make them dink it a little bit down the field, they just get kind of impatient, and then they want to try and force things. And when they start forcing things, then that's when it can be beneficial to us. So just getting the kids to be patient with that and, you know, make sure we understand our coverages and our schemes and kind of what we've been working on all week.
Their pass game or their run game concern you more? They look pretty balanced.
Kind of both. I mean, it really is. And if you go to a three-man and try and have another guy in coverage, they're going to try and run that ball on you. And the Dearson kid does a good job, and the DeJean kid does they're both very dangerous, especially if they get out in open field. But then you try and, you know, kind of load the box a little bit or whatever you want to say, and then he's going to kind of beat you deep if he can get the time. So we're just kind of put a few things in this week that we want to take some chances with and tell the kids that we just – want to try and put pressure on them, have them make mistakes, and we just need to take advantage of those mistakes.
They've got Gabe Winterode and Josh Peters as well in the pass game. Are they different types of receivers? How do they use those guys?
They're both just quick. The Winterode kid, he's not real big in stature, but he's a heck of a receiver, and he runs really good routes. And those guys, the last couple of years, have been able to run this type of offense, that air raid type stuff. Those receivers have done a great job of finding those openings. You know, even if the quarterbacks scramble a little bit, they find those spots. And you can tell they spent a lot of time doing that all summer, probably doing some 7-on-7 things. So they've had a lot of success with that, and they just continue to kind of grow on it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I think Honnold, as of right now, scheduled to be on Friday night for the scoreboard show. So a little early warning for you there.
Well, I appreciate that heads up there. I can kind of mentally prepare for that on Friday night. But, hey, Jeff, we appreciate every week getting a chance to talk about the kids and the football program and what you guys do to kind of advertise local athletes. So, like you said, week three. So almost halfway there already.
You bet. Head coach again, Eric McCullough, again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they travel to OABCAG coming up on Friday night.